Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Kira Hain. Another 250 Australians have been evacuated from Israel as the security situation there continues to worsen. Foreign Minister Penny Wong says the group flew out of Tel Aviv and arrived in Dubai on one charter and two Air Force flights. Senator Wong says evacuations from Gaza remain subject to the rapidly changing security situation.
We are still working on seeking to assist those Australians who are currently in Gaza. This is a very difficult situation, a very frightening situation, and we are working with international partners, including the US and Egypt and Israel, to try and ensure safe passage for Australians. As yet, as people would know, the situation in Gaza is extremely difficult.
Australians are unlikely to get a second chance to recognise Indigenous people in the Constitution in the near future, despite a coalition pledge. The Indigenous Voice referendum was defeated on Saturday, with all states voting the proposal down, and only the ACT casting a yes majority vote. In the lead-up to polling day, opposition leader Peter Dutton pledged, if elected, the coalition would hold a second Indigenous referendum to make a simple change recognising Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders in the Constitution. Asked if he would still hold a second referendum if elected, Mr. Dutton would not commit to it.
All of our policy, obviously, as I said on Saturday night, is going to be reviewed in the process that Karen and Jacinta will lead now. I think that's important, but I think it's clear that the Australian public is probably over the referendum process for some time.
Meanwhile, Environment Minister Tanya Plibersek says the federal government will examine the reasons behind the result of the Indigenous Voice to Parliament referendum to determine its next moves forward. The federal government has released a new framework to guide refugee settlement outcomes in Australia. During the development of this framework, the government has identified several areas that are crucial to the successful integration of refugees within the Australian society, including economic participation and language and digital literacy. The government hopes this framework will lead to the successful settlement and integration of migrants. Immigration Minister Andrew Giles says the government is committed to ensuring migrants can safely become members of Australia's multicultural society. Polish opposition leader Donald Tusk has declared the beginning of a new era for his country, after opposition parties appeared to have won enough votes in Sunday's election to oust the ruling Populist Party. The exit poll suggests the opposition together has likely won 248 seats in the 460-seat lower house of parliament. According to the projection, Law and Justice obtained 200 seats, while the far right got 12 seats. Civic platform leader Donald Tusk has expressed his gratitude towards all those who supported his party. In football, Manchester City believes they're now seeing the real Mary Fowler, with the Matildas star feted for helping orchestrate the 5-0 thrashing of Bristol City that's thrust the Sky Blues to the top of England's Women's Super League. Fowler was just an afterthought among City's star-studded squad in her debut season, but the 20-year-old demonstrated again on Sunday that she's now ready to take centre stage for the ambitious WSL contenders following her World Cup heroics. She produced two pinpoint assists as City ran rampant in the first half on Sunday, scoring all five of their goals before the break. Meanwhile, Sam Kerr found her way to the score sheet in Chelsea's 2-0 win over West Ham. I'm Kira Hain. This is SBS News in Easy English.